You're listening to SBS News.
A global debate amid the pandemic has taken a new twist over whether employers should be able to force their healthcare staff to be vaccinated. In the United States, a judge in Texas dismissed a lawsuit by more than 100 workers. They attempted to sue a Houston hospital for issuing them with what they saw as an unfair ultimatum. Take the COVID-19 vaccine or lose your job. That ruling could encourage employers around the world to make the vaccine mandatory for all their healthcare workers. Nurse Jennifer Bridges is cheered on by supporters minutes after stepping out of the Baytown, Texas hospital, where she had worked for over 6 years until being suspended for not taking the COVID-19 vaccine. She was the lead claimant in a lawsuit filed by employees against the Houston Methodist Hospital. Ms. Bridges says it is unfair that she will lose her job for refusing to take a jab that doesn't yet technically have full approval from the health regulators.
You shouldn't force anybody to do anything, because just because we're not comfortable with that injection, we should have the right to our own views. We should have the right to our own body. This is the mRNA one. This is something different than we've ever used before. And it's very scary because we don't know what it could potentially do.
According to the Center for Disease Control, the mRNA technology is new, but one that has been studied for decades and rigorously tested. It teaches our bodies to make a protein which triggers an immune response. The lawsuit was dismissed.
Methodist employees upset about being required to get a COVID vaccine to keep their jobs.
The judge also pointed out that government rules allow private companies to ask employees to take the vaccine. Professor Eric Feldman teaches law, health policy, and medical ethics at the University of Pennsylvania. He says this is not coercion, as the employees claim.
So can the hospital do that? It surely can. When an employer says, you need to get vaccinated if you want to continue to work here, as opposed to compulsory vaccination, which literally means holding people down and jamming a needle into their arms, regardless of whether they have any will or agreement to do so. No one is being compulsory vaccinated. They're being told that as a condition of employment.
Similar lawsuits have been brought in New Mexico, California, and North Carolina. The resistance to vaccines is not new, but some are shocked to see misinformation on the front line as well. In Ohio, a medical worker recently claimed during an official hearing that the COVID vaccine has ingredients that make human beings magnetic. Joanna Overholt, a nurse practitioner student, defended a myth shared by Cleveland area physician Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who claimed that the COVID-19 vaccine leads to magnetism and causes metal objects to stick to the shot recipient's body.
So this is what I found out. So I have a key and a bobby pin here. Explain to me why the key sticks to me. It sticks to my neck too. Yeah, so if somebody can explain this, that would be great. Any questions? Yes, vaccines do harm people.
Is it even possible to have something like that in a vaccine? Here's Dr. Gregory Polland, director of the Mayo Clinic's Vaccine Research Group in Rochester, Minnesota.
No, I mean, it is laughably ignorant. I mean, these are wild claims that are absent any data. Do you think that if these vaccines were unsafe, that 99% of us would take the vaccine?
But there are staunch anti-vaxxers in workplaces across the US who are mounting stiff resistance towards vaccine mandates. Anti-vaccination campaigns also exist in Australia. Federal health officials and experts have been fighting off hesitancy since COVID-19 vaccines were approved for use. Many say that the drive against vaccination is strong and could be a major impediment in trying to stamp out the pandemic. Federal, state and territory ministers and premiers have regularly reviewed the vaccination rollout at national cabinet meetings. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.